That's all right, I'm not thinking on it. You know, there's a song that's just been on my heart. I wonder if we could just sing it just before I bring the word. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Do you know that?
Yes.
Strength will rise. We will. We will. Strength will rise. Strength will rise. You may be seated. God bless you. If you have your Bibles with you, it's quite a lengthy read, but I want us, if you can, turn with me to Exodus 14. And it's the story of the Red Sea, crossing the Red Sea. Exodus 14. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, opposite Baal Zephon. You shall camp before it by the sea, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, 'They are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in.' Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord." And they did so. Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, "Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" So he made ready his chariots, and he took his people with him. Also, he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt, and with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he turned and he pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh's, all his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, camping by the sea beside Pi Hahiroth before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, you have taken us away to die in the wilderness. Why have you so dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, 'Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians'? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen. And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that one did not come near the other all that night. And then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night, and made the sea into dry land. And the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground. And the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea. All Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud. And he troubled the army of the Egyptians. He took off their chariot wheels, so they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen." And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. So I come this morning not to give you a feel-good sermon, because it's the last Sunday of 2018. But I've come this morning to deliver a word from the Lord. And I hope you will feel good as I'm delivering it. And so if it's from the Lord, then it is prophetic in nature. It is a revelation that I'm bringing. And if it is prophetic in nature, then it says something about the future. Because prophecy speaks of the future. And so we are about to embark on 2019. And 2019 is the future. It is a year that we know that is coming. 2019, we know, is coming. We have heard about it, and many of us are looking forward to 2019, but we have not got there yet. We don't know what it holds for us, even though many of us here today have made plans for 2019. We've made plans for 2019. We haven't even seen it yet. We know that it's coming, and we've made plans for it. We have not entered it yet. And so we are stepping into the unknown. None of us have seen it. None of us have been there. But we know that it's on the other side of 2018. It's on the other side. And our prayer is that we will make it through to the promised land. Amen. We'll make it through the plans. And even as I am speaking now, right across the world, many will not make it into 2019. Many people are not going to make it into 2019. But I thank God for the grace that He has given. Many of us are looking forward to it, and we will step in to it. Now, I know this is a very important sermon because it is the end of a period. It's the end of a time. It's the end of 12 months. Time has gone. We cannot get it back, but we anticipate what is to come. As I was conversing with the Lord like I usually do, I talked to Him. And he talks back to me. And I'm saying, Lord, what do you want me to bring? And then the Lord showed me a picture of a sea. And I stood before a sea. And ever since the Lord gave me that, I've been dreaming about it. It hasn't been able to come out of my mind. And so today, I am delivering it. It is a prophetic message that God is giving the church today. Ever since the Lord showed me. And so I took myself back, began to look at this passage in Exodus 14 of the children of Israel standing before the Red Sea as their enemies pursue them from behind. Today, we stand on the shore of the Sea of Life. And we're asking the question, yes we are, how will we make it over to the other side? How will we make it? One of the first things when the Lord showed me this that came to mind, I began to think about it, is that the sea is very large. The sea is it's an ocean that covers 71% of the earth's surface. And the sea, from a metaphoric standpoint, represents life. And we know that life has its ups and its downs. Life can be deep at times. It can be rough and boisterous and can be hard. It can be difficult. There are storms in life. And as I look at the sea, what I'm looking at is life. As I stood there, I saw the life of people spreading over 2019. The sea of life. What I believe the Lord was showing me was this, that we're standing on the edge of the sea and we're looking out at life that is ahead of us. We're looking out at 2019. We're looking out at the next 12 months that is ahead of us. Do you know what happens? Fear grips many people because of the unknown. They don't know what it holds, so they become fearful. We don't know when the bumps will come in. We don't know when the ups and the downs will happen. We don't know at what point the storms are going to strike. We don't even know if we will make it truly to the other side. We don't know. But as I was writing this, I heard the voice of God saying to me, as he said to Peter in Matthew 14, 27, he says, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Come, begin to walk on water. You see, when you know that it's Jesus, and when you fix your eyes upon him, the author and the finisher of our faith, we will be able to walk on water. And if you have a problem with that, God will part it so that you can walk on dry land. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's why I am excited today, because I know wherever I go, God is with me. And that's why I can be confident about 2019, this year that is ahead of me, as long as I fix my eyes upon Jesus. One of the promises that Jesus made to us in John 10, verse 10, he says that he has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The sea of life that is ahead of us, we can live it to the full as we fix our eyes upon Jesus. it doesn't mean that we will not become fearful sometimes. It does not mean that the storm will cease, because they will continue. It doesn't mean that you will not have trials and troubles, because even Jesus says that in this life you're going to have it. It doesn't mean that the enemy will cease from chasing you, but it means that with Jesus you will make it through unto the other side. You will make it through to your Canaan. I can say that with confidence. The children of Israel had been in slavery for 400 years. God had promised them that they're going to make it over to the promised land. It's interesting when you think about it, though, because it was only Caleb and what's the name of the other guy? Joshua, who made it. I guess it was about 1.5 million people who left Egypt. Not even Moses made it. God had promised them a land that flowed with milk and honey. And then he says to Moses, tell Pharaoh to let my people go, that they may worship me. And after a while, after much negotiations with Pharaoh, he decided to release them. He decided to let them go. And then it's interesting because God says, the Bible says that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. So he said to himself, what have I done? I've let these people go. And he went after them to try and destroy them. There is sense in God's madness. The reason God did this, he does this sometimes. The reason he did this was to bring glory to himself. You know, he doesn't need us to bring glory to him. He will bring glory to himself if he wants to. And that's the reason he did it. Because he wanted his enemies to know, the enemies of his people to know, that he is the only true and living God. Sometimes God has to do some crazy stuff so that people will know that he is the Lord. It says in verse 17 and verse 18, as we've just read, he says, I'm doing this so that I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over his army and over his chariots and over his horsemen. And then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. There's a situation in your life, even now, that you cannot understand. It seems crazy and it doesn't make sense to you. It looks like madness and you've been going through it. You're going through it and you cannot understand it. But I've come to tell you today that you've got to begin to believe that God is in there somewhere. He has allowed it to happen for his glory. And your enemies are about to look on and they will know that there is a God in Israel. He wants them to see his glory. God wants us to see his glory. The Israelites came unstuck. They were caught between a rock and a hard place. They were caught in the middle of a storm. Because now they are faced with the Red Sea ahead of them, ready to destroy them. I don't know if anyone has ever been there. The Red Sea, you cannot go anywhere because your enemies are behind you, pursuing you to destroy you. If they turn to the left, if they turn to the right, if they go forward, miracle. Somebody needs a miracle. I need a miracle. Miracles happen. I see them on a daily basis. Oh, our God is awesome. He's great. That's why I love him so much. You're standing on the edge of the sea. The Lord has released you from slavery. He's released you from bondage. The bondage that held you captive in your life for years. And then you thought everything was okay. Everything was going well for you. And all of a sudden, there's a mountain in front of you. Destructions on all sides. I know there are people in here that has happened to. What you need then is a miracle. Our God is a strategic God. Our God plans. He had a plan for the Israelites. God has a plan for your life. It may not look like it. It may look as if you're going south rather than going north. But God has a plan. He moves. He's a strategic God. He moves in ways that sometimes we cannot even understand. Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you will see no more." How did God do it? As the Israelites journeyed to the promised land, God guided them. He was fire by night, giving them light, and he was cloud by day. How awesome is that? Firstly, he had to shield the Israelites to give them time. And so this omnipresent God divided himself, just like God the Holy Spirit did in the book of Acts, when he came as fire and divided himself as flames, and he stood and he rested upon the heads of 120 people in the upper room. God who was in the fire and God who was in the cloud separated and moved into different positions. The fire went directly behind the Israelites to give them light. The cloud moved behind the fire, but was now in front of the Egyptians. They created darkness so they could not see. The cloud created darkness so the Israelites could, the Egyptians could not see. So they could not move forward. So now what we have is a two-walled divider of fire and cloud between the children of Israel and Pharaoh's army. That's our God. Try and get across that. And then the Lord said to Moses, that bit of stick that you have in your hand, Moses, that bit of stick that you've been carrying around, stretch it over the sea. You see, your hands are an extension of your creative ability. Things are going to happen when you stretch your hands over things. Your hands create things. Your hands, when Moses stretched his hands over the Red Sea, you know what happened? It parted. And the rod that he had in his hand speaks of rulership and authority. So his hands carried creativity, and the stick that he had speaks of rulership and authority. I've come to remind somebody today that it's in your hands, and as you stand in power, and authority in 2019 at the cusp of this new year, you must begin to stretch your hands over things by faith. It will happen because God has deposited within you power and authority. Moses is no different from you. You are a miracle worker through God. God says in this year that is coming, begin to stretch your hands over things. Lay your hands upon things. And God says you can begin to see the miracles, but it must take faith in you. Stretch your hands over this year coming, 2019. Begin to use your hands. Begin to use your authority in God. Know who you are. Child of God. Prince. Bah. Kings. Priests of God. You move in power and authority. Miracles can happen through you as you step. This is what God is saying. As you step out in faith in 2019. And as you begin to stretch out, God says he needs people who are going to stretch their hands out to bring about a change. Because 2019 is a new year. God says that there is creativity in your hands, church. And God says he needs your hands. The Bible says at the hands of the apostles, they wrought miracles at their hands. And God, yeah, I hear God. God is saying, get your hands out of your pocket and begin to stretch it, and you will see the miraculous in your life. Stretch them out over the Red Sea of your life, and it will open. Your life, I declare today, is about to be unfolded in front of your very eyes. And you will step onto dry land in safety. Hallelujah. As you cross over into 2019, into prosperity, into victory, into blessings, it will happen for your church as you keep your eyes fixed upon Jesus. Hallelujah. I would get excited about that because I know what the year holds for me as I walk with the Lord. You see, when Moses stretched out his hands over the Red Sea, the other bit of the miracle began to unfold. Our God is amazing. You know, this is why I've got to tell you that I believe that with God, as I spoke the last time that I spoke, nothing is impossible. Because when I read things like this, God hasn't changed. When I read things like this, it gets me excited because I know that God can do it. When he stretches hands out, the Bible says that God began to blow. And he was blowing through his nostrils. And he was blowing all night. And he did not stop blowing until the miracle was completed. Hey, I have come to say, God, blow in my experience. Blow over me, God. Because I know that once you begin to blow over me, the miracles will happen and you will not stop, God, until it's completed. God blew over the Red Sea, Exodus 15:8, it says, by the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood like a wall. Isn't that amazing? God, who did that, can still do it. He hasn't changed. He is still the same miracle working God. Nothing too hard for him. Give him a challenge. He wants a challenge. Give him a difficulty. He wants a difficulty in your life so he can show his glory. Yeah, give him something difficult. You know, sometimes I go out and then people, they say, oh, I've got a pain in my arm. And then I lay my hands on them, stretch my hands over them, and they're healed. And I'm saying, Lord, come on, give me something a little bit more difficult. Yeah, give me something a little bit more difficult. The healing of the hands, it's okay. But Lord, give me a Red Sea that I can part. We've got to know who. Oh, when you know who God is, you see, you've got to know him. Because if you do not know him, you don't know what he can do. And I've come to tell you today that I know him. And I know what he can do. I haven't only just read about it in the Bible. We thank God for that. But we need to see it. The Egyptians saw it. The Israelites saw it. And God received glory. But this was the other amazing thing. The wind from the nostrils of God was strong enough, I don't know if you can imagine it, to cause the waters to stand to attention. Strong enough. Either side, they stood. When God began breathing across the sea, they stood up. They said, yes, sir. At your attention, sir. We are obeying you, sir. What else do you want us to do, sir? And God says, I just need you to stand there still for the night because I've got some people that want to walk across. Strong enough. So they stood still. What is in your life that seems so difficult? I've come to tell you today that 2019, this year that you're stepping into, God says to tell you it's gonna be a year of miracles. Strong enough, so it stood still. Yet it was mild enough that the children of Israel, 1.5 million of them, could walk across on dry land. That is an amazing God. 1.5 million plus cattle walking across the sea, not being moved, not being swayed by the wind. But God, I don't know how he did it, but he did it. No storms, no gales. The Lord kept those at bay. But then I see, the Lord did that all night. Can you imagine it? He was breathing without even taking a breath. You know, when we have singing practice on Thursdays, some of the guys take us through some exercises. This is how I want you to hold your breath. Breath for 30 counts and then let it go. Some of them only make it to 10. But the Bible says that God, he did it all night. All night. What an amazing God. And then the Bible says that he lifted the cloud the Egyptians. And now they were thinking to themselves, boys, we got them. They went after them to pursue them. But you know, our God is mischievous. He's mysterious and he's mischievous. The Bible says that he took off the wheels of their chariots. Have you ever wondered why the wheel went missing off your car? Have you ever wondered why you, all of a sudden, your wheels were punctured? Can I say that God is in there? He lifted the cloud. He took the wheels of their chariot, so it became difficult for them to pursue. And then he stopped breathing. When he stopped breathing, the waters that were standing, saluting, they say, boys, our time is up. We gotta go down again. And as the Egyptians were going through thinking, we've got them now, the waters came over them. And they were baptized, not in the Holy Spirit, but they were drowned. All of them, the Bible says not one of them remained. I just want to get it in your experience for you to know that this year that is ahead of you, we thank God for what he's done in 2018, and he has done some great and awesome things, but I declare that the year that is ahead, 2019, God is going to perform miracles. Yeah. They're all destroyed. God wants to gain glory through the miraculous works he's about to do in your life in the year ahead. And people will know it. I'm declaring it. People are going to know it. The unbelievers are going to know it. Your enemies are going to know it. Your friends are going to know it. Everybody is going to know it, that there is a God in Israel fighting for us. Your enemies, I declare, shall not conquer anymore, because there is a God in Ilford. There's a God in Israel. There's a God in Wolverhampton. There is a God all over this world. Hallelujah. That's why I can move into this year on dry land. I can walk across to Canaan on dry land safely, because the Lord has done it for me. I declare 2019 is a year of victory, as you fix your eyes upon the victor, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Somebody give him a clap of praise. Hallelujah. Please be standing. I'm standing. I'm coming right now to the end. Can I have the keyboard player? Yeah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is right here. God says he's going to begin from now. He's not going to wait until the year comes in, but God says he's going to begin now. He's going to begin now. He's going to begin now. Hallelujah. Come on, guys, please. Musicians, come on. Please lift your hands. Lift your hands in this place. The miracles start here. I know I speak a lot about miracles, but I do that because I know that God is a miracle worker. I've seen him work, and he has not changed. God wants some difficult things to deal with. Today, your last Sunday in 2018, the last Sunday, and we're looking and stepping over into this new year of 2019. What have you got that God can get rid of? afraid of? What are you carrying that God can release you of? What sicknesses are you carrying through 2018 that God want to release you from? What are you carrying? What problems? What difficulties? My God. My God. This has got nothing to do with me, but everything to do with your God. Everything to do with your God. The Lord is just leading me to you, my brother. I declare right now in the name, please raise your hands for me. Just raise both your hands. In the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, miracle worker, healer, I declare right now in the name of Jesus, that infirmity upon you right now, I declare, we leave you now in Jesus' name. Leave you now in Jesus' name. Leave you now in Jesus' name. God is releasing you. You're coming out of Egypt. You're coming out of bondage. You're coming out of slavery. I declare right now in the name of Jesus that you are healed. I don't know you, but God knows you. Right now, you are healed. Does anybody, while I'm on this subject, does anybody else need to be healed? Remember what I've just said. Remember what I've seen God heal blindness and cancer. I've read about him opening the Red Sea, so I know that there is nothing too hard for him. If you need a miracle in the areas of healing, just raise your hands now. I'm going to declare you healed in Jesus' name. Just raise them high. If you need it right now, I want you to believe and fix your eyes upon Jesus. Yeah, there are many hands that are raised across here. In the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, my God who does not change, but is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You want something difficult, God, to do. I declare right now, people who have their hands raised, Lord, you touched them. You touched them. You touched them. You touch them. Lord, you're beginning, you're beginning, you're beginning. You're not waiting until 2019, but you're doing it now. You're doing it now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare all over this place, all over this place, in Jesus' name, I declare, God, you are the healer. Because of your blood, we are healed. Hallelujah. Just thank God now. Just thank God for your healing. Now, anybody needs a miracle? We've just spoken about the miracle working God. I don't even need to know what your miracle is, but God knows. Just raise them high if you need a miracle. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I declare, yeah, there are many hands raised here, Lord, who need a miracle. In the name of Jesus, you part the Red Sea, Lord God Jehovah. You parted the Red Sea. You destroyed the enemies of the Israelites. Now, in the name of Jesus, perform a miracle. Perform a miracle. Perform a miracle. In every hand that is raised, Lord, perform a miracle. In the name of Jesus, in the name of, confound these people. Confound the doubters. Lord, in the name of Jesus, do it, Lord, for your glory. For your glory. Now give him thanks for your miracle. Give him thanks.
We worship.
is worthy to be praised. Now give him praise. This last Sunday, give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Give him praise for what he has done in 2018. Give him praise. Give him thanks. He has done great things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One other request I have, as every head is bowed, this is very serious. We're entering a new year. If there is anybody here who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you have never said, Lord, come into my heart. You've never said it. Today's your day. Don't go into this new year 2019 the way you came into 2018. I know I'm speaking to people here. You've gone back. You've been running away. You haven't got time for God. God is waiting for you. Don't go into the new year the way you are, lost. If there is anybody here that would like to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Lord and Savior, He's not going to judge you. Nobody's going to judge you here. This is very, very important. Your life is very important. Just raise your hands right now and I will pray with you and I will lead you to Jesus. I see your hands, my sister. Is there anybody else that is raising their hands and saying, yes, Lord, I'm coming. Is there anybody else that is raising their hands and saying, yes, God? You know what the Bible says? That the Bible says that the angels rejoice and even God rejoices at just one. Today, there is one. Hallelujah. There is one that is coming whose name is going to be written on the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank Jesus because, my sister, you're going into the new year. Save. Salvation is yours. I just want you to repeat after me. This is just your first step. Following Jesus is your first step. Just repeat after me. Father, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then I am saved. My sister, you are saved. Hallelujah. Your name is written in Jesus' book. Praise God. You enter in a life of freedom. You can walk out of here a free woman. Christ has set you free. Today, salvation is yours. Somebody give God a clap of praise. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't know if Beverly's here. Is Beverly here? Beverly's there. Okay, I can see your hands. I would like you to take that young lady after the service. Just give her some literature and just speak to her, please. You know the lady. God bless you. Thank you. Amen.